Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so let's talk about Simon Cowell here for a second. Because this dude, I'm telling you, one of the reasons why American Idol is going to take such a hit is because he's so polarizing. You love him or you hate him, but he really is, he's an interesting dude. He's a very, very, very interesting guy. At the base of it all, he's so honest that you're intrigued by everything he says, even with himself. So he finds himself on Oprah the other day, and he's just giving it up, right?
Yeah, this is yesterday. He was talking about his decision to leave American Idol.
So tell me, everybody wants to know, why are you leaving?
Probably for the same reasons you left. Mm. You just know it's time's up. And I remember the first year when we did this, and it was like an adventure. And I loved that, not knowing if it was going to be successful and the buzz. We were kind of making it up every week. And I liked the kind of the adventure, and it was fun. And then you get to a point. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, 2 years ago, I remember sitting in the auditions one day, and I thought, I think this is about as far as we can go. Mm. And I've always promised myself that I'd leave before I was forced to go. Mm-hmm. It feels like the right thing to do.
So he is taking off next season.
I completely, I respect him for that. I really do. If his heart's not into it, you're making all that money. I bet it would be real easy just to sell out and just say, look, I'll phone it in. I mean, how hard is this? I'm making, what is he making? $20 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
Keep cashing the check, go in there. But his heart's not into it. It's not driving him anymore. And he's rich enough now where he can take chances like this.
Mm-hmm. And he's got another show to go to. It's not like he's not going to be working.
That will challenge him. You know, I mean, I think at the end of the day, I mean, you have to challenge yourself or you get bored and you might as well not be doing the work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, agreed.
It's very challenging for this show here. We've been doing this now for 9 years, and there are some days that we come in here and I just feel like it's a formula. And on those days, I'm bored. So it's very, very, very difficult to keep it challenging. Here, Simon is saying, that's it for me. It's not challenging anymore. It's time to move on.
Well, she was also asked about Paula Abdul and her leaving. Did that affect the ratings?
You know, there's all this talk about it slipping in the ratings. Do you think your leaving has something to do with that? What do you think?
Well, I hope they'd go up. But look, I'd be lying if I said that I like numbers when they go down. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if
nobody
you
does.
I just don't like it.
Do you think Paula Abdul leaving had something to do with that?
Yeah. I do, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we had a great team. She had her own decision, her own reasons for doing what she did, and I've stayed in contact with her a lot. But Paula, I was saying this about her the other day. She's a survivor, Paula. She's got great instincts. So for whatever reason, she decided not to go back. She'll come back on top. I'm absolutely convinced of that.
She'll come back on top on my show.
Right.
Really which is where we're going to see her next. And then who's going to replace Simon?
And then everyone starts getting a bit paranoid about who my replacement is, blah, blah, blah.
Who do you think that should be?
A couple of weeks ago, I remember we were arguing or whatever, kidding around on the panel, and there were only about five people left. And I remember suddenly thinking at that point, I think it's too much about the judges at the moment, and we've forgotten what the contestants are going through. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, I think primarily you've got to have somebody on that panel who actually knows what they're talking about. Because everyone's is talking about casting the nasty person or this person or get another Brit in.
And it's not about personalities. It's about who knows how to pick talent. That's what you're saying.
100%
yes,
right.
Yes.
And you know, if we were judging, you know, the ice skating Olympics, I mean, you wouldn't have somebody on there who's obnoxious. You'd have somebody who knows the difference between a 10, a 9, and an 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to a point, you've kind of got to go back to that.
And do you think that that's what you brought more so than anything?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had obviously a lot of controversy over the years because of just the way I am, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of like that in real life. But within it all, I do trust my judgment as somebody who can spot a potential star.
So after talking about Idol for a while, of course, they've got to go into his personal life and his personal issues. He's now engaged to be married. He says he's really difficult to live with because he has major mood swings, and he says he wouldn't want to be his girlfriend.
I think what can happen is that your work can become like a girlfriend because I think it's very difficult for anyone. Because, for instance, tonight I will start viewing tapes at, say, 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll then from 12:30, 1 in the morning, start phoning London,
mm-hmm.
and I'll have these conversations for maybe 3-4.5 hours. So I'll finish at 4:30 in the morning. But that entire time, that six-hour period, my mind is completely on what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens 5 or 6 nights a week. And I think that's difficult for someone to deal with.
Yeah.
It would drive me mad, by the way.
Yeah, you couldn't be your own girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
No.
Actually, no, I could, actually.
No, could you?
No, I couldn't. No, I couldn't. Because what I think...
couldn't deal with you if you were a partner with you.
Never.
He is really honest about himself. Uh-huh. You're right. And then what about children? Is he going to have kids?
Do you want kids?
I worry about that because of my age.
You're 50.
Yeah. But oh. I'd like, you know, when I was younger, you know, my dad used to play soccer and... you know, games mm-hmm. with me. And I worry that if I was 70, it worries me a little bit.
No, but you're strong, you're fit, you're healthy. 50 is the new 40. I mean, your 50 isn't what your dad's 50 was. We all know that.
You're talking him into it.
That's true.
Do
you have the patience? Do you have the ability to sacrifice to be the kind of father that you would want to be? Do you have that?
If they could be born at the age of 5, maybe that'll happen. I'd quite like that, because I like them at that age.
You like them at 5?
Yeah, I like them when they can talk and understand.
Well, they start talking a little earlier than that.
Yeah, but they've got no idea what's going on. I'm not sure I could deal with the whole gaga, goo-goo. But I do like kids when I can talk to them. I mean, genuinely like them.
And then drop them off.
I love that.
That you
just
love kids.
Just get them at 5. Get them at 5 years old where they're just ready to go to school.
Oprah is a much better interviewer when you take her off her set. She doesn't scream and repeat.
Right?
She repeats. She just doesn't scream it.
Yeah, but it's not like full sentence repeating. It's just select words.
It's a real conversation.
Would you like children? And did you hear her actually use his accent once,
yes.
too?
Oh, no!
One sidebar, a pet peeve of mine is when this age is the new this age. That drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. 50 is the new 40. I hear 40-year-olds saying that because you are what you are. And 40, you only hear a 40-year-old or someone in their 40s say that's the new 30. And people in their 30s say that's the new 20. And people in their 60s say that's the new 50. No, it's not. You're still 60. It's not new.
I don't agree with that. I would say that about like my parents. Like I would say like they're in their 60s, but I would say they act like they're 50. So I would say 60 is the new 50.
The only thing that I agree
with her...
If you're
60, you would definitely say that.
Yeah. The only thing I agree with her is that his father at 50 is certainly not the same as Simon
right.
at 50. I will agree that it, you know, aging is different. But yeah, I know I'm 40.
Right. 40 is the
new
40
for me.
40's
40.
40 is the new 68, 72,
right.
something
Some
like
days,
that.
Some days, yeah.
It's an interesting interview with Simon, and he really gives great insight there, you know?
I want to read his book now that Jeff was talking about that earlier.
I'll bring it in or get it on your Kindle, but I've actually read it a couple times. It's a cool book.
Here, Bird Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I got to say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.